As I slide my fingertips from my sides into my ribs, plucking every bone from the coastal cartilage, you stand there and just watch me, paying attention but only partially, as though you're almost but not quite amused by whatever it is that I'm doing. With my ribcage now suspended, opening up like it surrendered, I reach past my rectus abdominis and pecs as I'm dodging the sternum. I can feel the vibrations of my heart, have you heard them? Each beat articulating itself into a poem as though my heart were a poet who only composes without words. But sometimes that's enough to tell you nothing. But here I am, literally ripping my heart out of my chest just so I can show you how real shit can get at the same time, trying to play it off like it's only a friendly gesture because we're only just friends. Yet here I stand with my heart now in my hands, wondering if you've heard each beat getting louder. But I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't, though. Because from the inside it's loud as fuck, but I keep quiet with my mandible, never separating from the maxilla, locking my jaw shut so that I don't end up asking you, if you wouldn't mind, would you be so kind to hold my heart for a minute? To free up my hands so I can reach out for yours and try to squeeze myself in it. And then it's as though my hands have a mind of their own, forgetting that I have yet spoken, they try to be bold, dropping my heart onto you, wishfully thinking that you would catch it. But just as my rightful mind had presumed, that never happened. And perhaps your heart could have been mine if nothing had distracted it, but somebody's been on your mind, someone much more glamorous. And though I'm the truth like a tautology and you can count on me like an abacus, my heart beats but never wins because there's no competing with her ass and tits. So I'm still feeling inadequate even after the championships because all I really need is love, but I ain't never having it. And I guess I never really asked for it, so I can't blame you for holding back and shit. And since this was never meant to mean anything, catching feelings didn't make any sense. So as though unaware of what I deserved, I settled for less. I thought I was playing it smart, protecting myself from love, but folks, love is never what you need protection from. And I didn't disassemble the apparatus on the whole, because even though I can almost convince myself that I can't feel any love for you, it's a bit of a stretch to say that I'm unable to hurt, because I can definitely feel the strains when picturing you with another girl. And then I get to second guessing my worth, wondering why it's so hard for you to let yourself love me the way you're willing to love her. Why, with her, it's called lovemaking, and with us, it's just fornication, as though us fucking was only out of muscle memory. And we're really nothing more, so I guess it's best we don't pretend to be, because the truth may hurt, but lies can murder. And I knew that you could never be anything more than a friend to me, so I can't blame you at all for not catching me when I fall. And it's nobody else's fault that my heart is now splattered on the floor with my blood all on the walls, and I've still just been standing here, still having said nothing at all.